Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 40 Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 203, Li-Fi, Part 2, The Benefits and Drawbacks of Li-Fi Technology. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
The Benefits and Drawbacks of Li-Fi Technology. Li-Fi, short for light fidelity, uses light bulbs as digital routers to transmit data. It not only does so at unparalleled speeds, it also takes a strain off our existing energy infrastructure to meet the increasing demands of the ever-growing internet. This market is expected to reach more than $6 billion by 2018, with an annual mean growth rate of 82%. Li-Fi can send data at 1 gigabit per second with a theoretical top speed of 224 gigabits per second. Even if the theoretical speed doesn't pan out, the 1 gigabit per second rate is still 100 times faster than Wi-Fi. In short, as the market grows and competition ensues, Li-Fi could accelerate life on the internet as we know it. Along with blazing speed, Li-Fi technology has several benefits. First, it increases security. Radio waves used in Wi-Fi pass through walls. They can be intercepted by people with bad intentions. But light can't pass through walls. There's only data where there's light. With Li-Fi, data are more secure and there's more control over emission of data. Each light fixture is a separate data channel, and each Li-Fi channel can supply different data into each separate pool of light, delivered at the full rated download speed for that channel. Second, it leverages existing infrastructure. In 2011, German physicist and Li-Fi pioneer Harold Haas said there were 14 billion light bulbs worldwide. That's 14 billion opportunities for data transmission with Li-Fi technology. An LED flashlight in a smartphone could even work for data transmission. Third, Li-Fi boosts internet capacity. Radio waves are a finite resource. We only have so many of them, and we're running out of spectrum as the demand for high-speed internet increases and the Internet of Things explodes. To compare, the visible light spectrum that Li-Fi technology employs is 10,000 times greater than the radio wave spectrum. In other words, there's room to grow. And fourth, Li-Fi technology works with greater efficiency. LED light bulbs provide illumination, and the data transmission comes for free. Not to mention, LED light bulbs are highly efficient. LED output power is a programmable feature. That means when an LED Li-Fi access node isn't serving users or receiving data from another node, the node can automatically hibernate its data transmission properties and switch back to illumination only. What's more, radio wave towers that support Wi-Fi technology need to be cooled, a process that's highly inefficient. The efficiency and potential infrastructure of Li-Fi technology are especially appealing as many organizations look for ways to reduce energy consumption. However, despite its many benefits, Li-Fi technology has its drawbacks. Here are some hitches that could stunt widespread adoption. First, it is blocked by walls. Li-Fi signals can't pass through walls or ceilings. For Li-Fi to work, LED light bulbs must be placed throughout a building. Second, there are security concerns. The minimum distance for signal reception with clear line of sight is unclear. Because of this, a telephoto lens or an optical sensor could intercept data. The Li-Fi Research and Development Center at the University of Edinburgh points out minimal precautions to prevent data leaks through windows. Third, the maximum speed of Li-Fi technology is unknown. The lab setup that recorded 224 gigabits per second was ideal, not a simulation of a real-world environment, with light pollution and other variables. Fourth, there is no or limited outdoor use. Li-Fi does not work in direct sunlight, which means it cannot replace public Wi-Fi. However, through the use of filters, the technology can be used indoors even when sunlight is present. And fifth, energy consumption may increase. LED light bulbs must be turned on for Li-Fi to work. This makes the technology a good fit for retail and industrial settings where the people who need internet connectivity already have the lights on. But Li-Fi could be challenging in homes. It's not yet clear if the benefits of faster wireless communication will outweigh the costs of lighting LED bulbs while being connected. The fact that Li-Fi can't pass through walls, the quality that makes it more secure than Wi-Fi, probably is the technology's greatest liability in terms of adoption. This may relegate it to best supporting actor next to Wi-Fi. In any case, as more people and things demand connectivity, internet technology will continue to develop in the fast lane.
Thanks for listening to part two of this three-part series on Li-Fi technology. For more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.